Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, Jamal Ahmed, the soul of jazz. And I am here with a wonderful vocalist who's actually going to be performing at the Friday Jazz, the High Museum of Art, on January the 17th. I am talking about Laura Coyle. How you doing, Laura?
I'm great, Jamal. How are you? It's great to be here.
Yes, yes. It's a blessing to see you and finally meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And like we both said, you know, putting a face to the voice.
That's right.
You know, and of course, we have Marcy Tate, who's the manager of public relations at the High Museum. Thank you so much for coming, Marcy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I want to talk to you, Laura, about you. You know, you're from Atlanta.
I am.
Which is quite rare these days to actually meet someone in Atlanta from Atlanta, because I'm from Atlanta too.
Okay.
Yeah. So talk about growing up here.
So, well, I wasn't born here, but I moved here by the time I was in first grade. I was in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, you're
so
in Atlanta.
So I go way back.
Oh yeah.
and I went to Roswell High School, grew up here, played in the school marching band and the symphonic band, and that's kind of how I got my start in music.
Okay, okay. Let's talk about jazz in particular. Like, mm-hmm. when did that jazz bug bite you? Like, when did it just become that thing for you?
That happened when I was at Auburn University. That's where I went to study art, actually. And I took a appreciation of jazz class, jazz history class. And it was like love at first sight. I really fell in love with the music. Fell in love with Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, and fell in love with Miles Davis and John Coltrane and everybody.
Hmm. What did you find, you know, different about, you know, listening to a singer as opposed to listening to an instrumentalist? Like, did you ever make the difference, or did you see the same thing when you listened to both of them?
That's a great question. You know, I think that the professor who was teaching the class promoted both in the same way, and I really felt like Ella and Sarah are as much musicians as anybody else in jazz, and so I sort of looked at it all as the same thing, because there are a lot of similarities that you can hear between the things that vocalists do, great vocalists do, and great instrumentalists do.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Miles and the fact that he was really inspired by Shirley Horn,
right?
You know, and she was an inspiration to him, speaks volumes.
Yeah.
To the vocalist, which sometimes doesn't get as much credit in jazz music as the instrumentalist, in
mm-hmm.
my opinion.
Yeah, so, I agree with you. Yeah.
So I want to talk about your style, because you cover so many different styles. One style in particular that I'm a big fan of is Brazilian music.
Mm.
I love classic Brazilian music because it has a thing in it that you can't really put your finger on, but it makes it totally different than any other music in the world. What drew you to Brazilian music?
Well, I think I was just thinking about this recently, and you know, my parents had one record, Stan Getz and Joao Gilberto record, and I sort of got hooked on that at an early age. But I think, you know, it's like jazz, the rhythm is paramount. So whether it's swing or samba, you know, the rhythm is paramount. And so that's really what attracted me to that music.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at your record, too, which is this self-titled?
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's my first and only. That came out in 2008.
Oh, okay. So this is your debut right here, actually.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm looking at the song list, and you actually cover some really beautiful songs by incredible writers and composers like Gershwin and Hart and Rogers. I mean, mm-hmm. so many great folk. What inspired you to pick up, say, a song for my father by
Horace Silver? Yeah.
What made you cover that tune?
Oh, I just think I've always loved that song. I love Horace Silver, and the lyrics to it are really pretty neat too. And there's two different sets of lyrics, but the one that I typically do, I really love that. And we'll be performing that at the High Museum as well.
So. Okay. And
yeah.
See, you're a pro. You brought it right back home. That's what I love. That's what I love. Well, you know what? I want to go to you, Marcy Tate, because, of course, you're no stranger to us good folk here at WCLK, mm-hmm. and we're no stranger to what you guys do at the High Museum. And, of course, we're actually, we always partner mm-hmm. in this event, Friday Jazz at the High Museum. But this one is a special one coming up because it's the kickoff event for our 40th anniversary as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited about this weekend. It's as you mentioned, the kickoff for y'all's 40th anniversary. And then also we're doing a French-themed Friday Jazz this Friday because this is the last chance to see our Art of the Louvre's Tuileries Garden exhibition, which closes this weekend on the 19th. So this is the last chance to see that during a Friday jazz, and we really hope everybody comes out to take a look at this, you know, enjoy some great music, check out the wonderful exhibition, which has large-scale sculptures from the gardens, impressionist paintings, photography, really, really a rich and beautiful exhibition that everybody should come check out.
Yeah, I was actually, I think it was last month, or the month before last, because nothing went down in December, but the month before last, I actually had a chance to walk through the exhibition, and it was like being there. It was, and I didn't have a chance to go outside, but there are things going on outside as well, right?
Yeah, we're really, you know, we're calling it, it's Paris on Peachtree Street. You know, as soon as you arrive on our piazza, you see planted holly trees like the ones you would see in the Tuileries Garden in Paris. You see some of the large-scale sculptures from the garden. So the experience begins when you get there, and then as you walk through the galleries, it's really immersive, and we have a large-scale video that's a day in the life of the Tuileries Garden, so you can sit and really take that in and feel like you're a part of, feel like you've been transported to Paris.
Right, and you know what? You also have an exhibit that really focuses on home, not Atlanta per se, but the West.
Yes.
Talk about that one.
Yeah, it's called Go West, Art of the American Frontier from the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. And that's a wonderful museum in Cody, Wyoming. And it's about 100 years of Art of the American West. So it's landscapes, photography, wonderful bronze sculptures by Frederick Remington, and also Native American artifacts and artifacts from Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. So it's really, you know, there's a huge exhibition, more than 250 objects. So really gives people a great understanding of, you know, the American West and how it was settled, and then also how it was depicted by Buffalo Bill with his Wild West show.
Right, right, right. So we can check out Annie Oakley and,
exactly.
and then come back over and check out Laura sing
yeah.
some jazz.
Right, right.
So I want to come back to you, Laura, about this show that's happening this Friday. Talk about some of the musicians that are playing with you.
Well, I have the wonderful Tyrone Jackson on piano. And on saxophone, Mace Hibbard. So he's an Atlanta favorite. And then Craig Shaw on bass and Justin Chizarek on drums. So it's a great quintet.
Oh, yeah, those are
some
really great Atlanta musicians. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are leaders in their own right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All of them, really.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we wish you much success on all your future endeavors. If folk want to find out more information about you, as an artist, what can they go online?
They can go to lauracoilejazz.com. And I'm doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald coming up. So check out my website and follow me. And hopefully I'll see you out at the High Museum on Friday.
Yeah. And of course, all you had to say was tribute to Ella. You had me at tribute to
good,
Ella.
Oh, good, good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jamal.
Of course, we have to thank Marcy Tate. From the High Museum. Of course, this is happening at the Friday Jazz, the High Museum, on this Friday, January 17th.
Yep.
If they want to find out more information about everything that's happening at the High and this event in particular, they can go to?
High.org, H-I-G-H.org.
So simple.
Exactly.
You turned into a pro with this, Marcy. Yes, well, thank both of you for coming on down, and God bless you.
Thanks, Jamal.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to be